And you're very welcome back to Lifeline. Now I should be joined on the line by Conor. Good morning to you, Conor.
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you this morning?
Not so bad now. We've had a great morning starting off with Cycle Against Suicide. We were on the canal in Dublin this morning with Deliveroo giving out free coffees, looking to launch the event this morning. So the weekend and the 2 weeks away is fast approaching. So we're all looking forward to it.
Brilliant, Conor. Now, so for people who don't know really much about the Cycle Against Suicide, tell us what it's all about.
OK, well, Cycle Against Suicide is now in its fifth year. Cycle Against Suicide started off in 2013, and 2,500 people cycled through 15 counties covering 1,400 kilometres. And the idea is that what they've tried to do year on year is to get a message across to people that it's OK not to feel OK, and it's absolutely OK to ask for help. And I suppose we all know someone who's been touched by suicide, either with their family or friends or in their group. And I suppose until the time actually comes, people don't really know who to turn to, who to look for information. Mm. And it's often the partners or the family or the friends of those who are in trouble who also need that support. And that's what Cycle Against Suicide is for, to be able to go around to tell people that there, you know, that it is okay, that we can provide those support and supports, and to highlight it.
I think it's great in Ireland. We are kind of getting that little bit better, and I think the message is getting across that it is okay not to feel okay. And we're doing a lot more fundraising, like the Darkness into Light, what you're doing, the Cycle Against Suicide. We're talking about it more, which is a great thing. But still, we have a high number of suicides here in Ireland.
We do, and I think, I mean, we still need to get to the cause of that. And I mean, for everyone, that's going to be difficult. I think it is in the Irish society. We're not very good at looking for help, particularly if you look at the male members of the population, myself included. I think our legs could be falling off us before we go into the doctor, for example, looking for help.
Yeah.
So it's very difficult for people to say, actually, I'm not okay. Mm. I do need help. And that coming from friends or family, and often friends or family don't know how to give that help. Mm. And that's why I think not just ourselves, but the likes of the Ada House, who are able to sort of say, look, we have the supports there, we can share them with you. But it's often until someone is in that position that they're not really sure how to go about it or who to turn to. So it's creating that constant awareness and being there and being able to say, look, in times of trouble, this is who you contact.
Yeah.
I think it's probably... You know, I know coming from an Irish perspective, but I think this week from across the water in the UK with Prince William and Prince Harry coming out and sort of saying that actually they had moments as well, I think it sort of keeps the conversation going. So it's vitally important, you know, that it doesn't matter who you are, kind of how well you think you would do or your neighbour. This can strike anybody.
Yeah,
and I mean, some days can be a smaller, a blue day where, you know, this is difficult, you don't know where to turn to something much bigger than that. And it really doesn't matter. It is okay to say, I'm not okay.
That's what you're saying is perfectly true, and I know it is okay not to feel okay, but we still have that stigma. Well, if I tell my boss I'm not feeling okay, is it going to look bad at me? You know, am I going to not get that promotion, you know, because I have I'm feeling this way? Is that stigma still there, do you think?
I think it probably still is in some respects, but I think we are getting better as the message gets out there. And certainly from, I think, an employer's perspective, I think people kind of forget that if you're coming to your boss and you're saying, look, I'm not feeling okay today, I've got a really bad cold, it's developing into a flu, I don't necessarily think I should be in the office today, I just, it's not working out for me. A lot of people would even struggle with saying that to an employer. But they've got to understand from an employer's perspective, he's going, well, actually, I'd really rather you weren't in today because you're coming in and you're sick and you're going to make everybody sick. And then the next thing, it's not just one person, it's three, four, five people who go out and they're not well. And at the same way, if you're trying to give your all in your job on a daily basis and you're not feeling okay within yourself, you're not going to be able to do that job.
Exactly.
And I think employers are starting to realise now that if they can provide that support and go, look, it's okay, we'll work with you on this one, because it's a give and take relationship as well, and they know that person is also giving their all to the company or wherever they're working, and that, you know, it all balances out. And I think that's where that balance needs to come, and that work-life balance needs to come as well. That, you know, it is better for people to say, look, actually today I have too much on, or the answer is, you know, is no. And it's something that I think we're particularly bad at saying, you know, no, I can't do this. And the reason is I've other things and I'm just not going to be able to do it. And I need help with it.
Mm. It's very hard to say no sometimes. I think we're that kind of type of people here in Ireland that we hate to say no. We feel that guilt. Oh, God, I should have done that and I shouldn't be saying no. But sometimes you have to be a little bit selfish for yourself.
You do. And that's the thing. I mean, it really is, as time progresses and you realise that, you know, your health, including your mental health, it's not just something for today or for tomorrow. It's something that you have over the whole of your life. And if you don't look after it now, you know, it could potentially get worse. And I mean, you're something that might be something small today that you look at and go, this is actually really annoying me. It could be getting you down. It's something that I need help. But if you don't deal with it, that gets bigger and bigger and bigger and becomes a much, you know, a much bigger issue that's a lot harder to deal with. So we would spread the message, you know, again. And I know I keep on parroting it out, but it's okay not to feel okay.
Yeah.
And it's absolutely okay to ask for that help, whatever that might be. And I mean, I suppose people might see our message there and think, oh, well, maybe that's not for me, or is that for the birds? But it's not. I mean, it's not putting your hand up or putting a, you know, a sign there and sort of making a big pronouncement in the papers or on social media or anything. I mean, it can literally be down to, I have an awful lot on my plate today in work or in my personal life. I'd love to do that, but I can't. Can you give me a help with that? Or I can't do it today. I can do it tomorrow. And it's looking at it and starting with those small things and growing.
Yeah, exactly. And I suppose, as you mentioned as well, we have the higher number of male suicides here in Ireland. And I think that a lot of males have this kind of front, well, I'm the strong one, I have to be there, I'm, you know, married the family man and I can't let my family down. But you know what? Yeah, it is okay not to feel okay, and you have to talk to somebody. Even just the first step probably is the hardest step you'll ever take to come out and say that. But, you know, just even talk to a friend, they say somebody you can trust in.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's the thing, that men in general, like we do probably feel that we need to be the leader. We need to be the, you know, we need to be the one that is in, you know, the leader at all times and have to support the family. You can't show any weakness. But I think we're particularly bad at remembering that actually it's a partnership. And that isn't just husband and wife or partners or whatever that might be. You know, people within the family, it stretches beyond that, and children. And it's a partnership. Yeah. And it is okay to say, actually, I can't do this today, or I need help with that.
Exactly. So, Conor, how did you get involved with doing this Cycle Against Suicide yourself?
Well, where I came from, I would have been working for one of the sponsors last year for MSL, and they very kindly supplied the cars for Cycle Against Suicide. They've done so every year over the last 4 years. That's changed this year. And Spirit Motor Group have come on board, so they are actually helping us this year with the cars that are going around the country there, so that the volunteers are there and we can run the operations on a day-to-day basis. And I, having worked with MSL, and they knew me, they asked me to come on board, and it is something as well that kind of has struck a chord with myself personally.
Mm. Okay, and so the cycle is starting this Saturday. Now, people listen, perhaps, you know, it's too late to register, but is it too late, or can people still register?
No, absolutely not. So just to, the cycle actually starts on Sunday. Leaving from Swords Castle at 10:30 on Sunday morning. But registration is still very much open, and I'd say to people, if they're still interested, if they go to our website, which is cycleagainstsuicide.com, and in case people are going, she's like, I'd love to do it, but I can't do it for 14 days. You don't need to. If you want to go and have a look at the website, you can see the route there for the 2017. Have a look at it. There's 14 different places that we're going to. It's 100 kilometres more or less every day. But you can come and do just one day, or do a leg on that day, you know, if that suits you and you want to show support. The other thing that I'd say is on Sunday, when we kick it off, we're going to be there in Swords Castle on Sunday morning. There'll be a family entertainment zone there. All the action will kick off from 10 o'clock. And we'd really just say to people, you know, if you'd like to come out and support us as we're leaving Swords on the two-week cycle, we'd really, really appreciate it. And then if some of your listeners are wondering about the whole area of mental health, or that they might need help or support. There's a mental health fair in Fingal County Council in their offices in Swords this Saturday, and that's starting at 2:30 on Saturday. And we'll be along there. Registration for the cycle will also happen at that time as well. So there'll be a number of people there who will be in place to maybe give more information and to help.
Okay, so if they can't get on, or they don't go on to cycleagainstsuicide.com before Saturday, can they register on the day?
Yes, they can. I mean, ideally,
Sunday is
going to be very, very busy. So ideally, if they could get in contact with us ahead of time, that would be much better. But certainly, no. I mean, you can register on the day. The crew looking after registrations will probably give out to me for saying it. But no, you can.
Okay, but you prefer to do it before Sunday. And Conor, are you doing the cycle?
If they could make contact, it would be much better.
Yeah. Are you doing the cycle yourself for the 2 weeks?
I'm going to be following around on the route. That's part of the job that I'm going to be doing, talking to people like yourself. But I'm hoping I might get out on the bike on a couple of occasions. But I think I might be Paddy last on the group. So I'm not sure if the race director wants me to do it. I could be slow up a couple of those hills.
Or maybe if you have time throughout the week next Thursday, maybe get in touch with us and let us know how you're getting on, and we can update the listeners.
We'd be delighted to do that.
Great. Now, I know this cycle is a big event for yourselves throughout the year, but do you hold any other events throughout the year?
Yes, we do. I mean, we're very much involved at a schools level, and we do a youth congress every year, and then we also have what we call spin-offs, which are in various places around the country. So again, there's more information on our website, and we'll be doing more of those, and that's for people that might necessarily be able to do the whole 14 days, but they want to find out a little bit more information, they want to come out, they want to do, you know, something to support the event and the charity that's a little bit closer to home. So we do have kind of like those little mini spin-offs during the year.
Okay. And what about if someone's listening and they want to become a volunteer? How do they do that? Are you looking for volunteers?
Absolutely, yeah. Again, if they want to go on to cycleagainstsuicide.com, there's a page there on the website that deals with all of that. And we definitely, if not an email to info@cycleagainstsuicide.com, we'll answer that as well and try and help them as they can.
Okay. Well, listen, Conor, thanks a million for talking to us today, and I hope
Sunday is a
great start for you anyway. So you're there Sunday morning at
Swords Castle. Swords Castle starting at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock, and you want a big turnout to give us a good send-off.
That would be fantastic. So thank you for listening to us and to your listeners as well out there. We really appreciate your support.
Brilliant. And we might keep in touch with you over, as I said, next week. So if anyone is listening, they want to do it, they can go on to cycleagainstsuicide.com and register. And you still have time. It's not going until Sunday, so you have a few days.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks
thank
a million, Conor.
Talk to you soon.
Okay,
you.
Bye, 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 bye. Bye. And that was Conor there from Cycle Against Suicide. And as you said, today's only Thursday, so you have a few days if you want to take part and raise awareness and money for this organisation. You can go on to cycleagainstsuicide.com. And if not, if you want to just pop down on Sunday morning to Swords Castle, they're taking off from 10 o'clock, so get down for about 9 o'clock and register. Or if you just want to go down and see the lads off or the girls cycling, to give them a good send off, that's 10 o'clock Sunday morning down in Swords.